There is nothing arbitrary or ad hoc about the procedure. It is simply a matter of correctly identifying what we are actually measuring in laboratory measurements of the electron's mass and charge. I did not see what was so terrible about an infinity in the bare mass and charge, as long as the final answer for physical quantities turn out to be finite and unambiguous and in agreement with the experiment. It seemed to me that a theory that is as spectacularly successful as quantum electrodynamics has to be more or less correct, although we may not be formulating it in just the right way. But Dirac was unmoved by these arguments. I do not agree with his attitude toward quantum electrodynamics, but I do not think that he was just being stubborn. The demand for a completely finite theory is similar to a host of other aesthetic judgments that theoretical physicists always need to make. My third tale has to do with the development and final acceptance of the modern theory of the weak nuclear force. This force is not as important in everyday life as electric or magnetic or gravitational forces, but it plays an essential role in the chains of nuclear reactions that generate energy and produce the various chemical elements in the cores of stars. The weak nuclear force first turned up in the discovery of radioactivity by Henri Becquerel in 1896. In the 1930s, it became understood that in the particular kind of radioactivity that was discovered by Becquerel, known as beta decay, the weak nuclear force causes a neutron inside the nucleus to turn into a proton, at the same time creating an electron and another particle, known today as an antineutrino, and spitting them out of the nucleus. This is something that is not allowed to happen through any other kind of force. The strong nuclear force that holds the protons and neutrons together in the nucleus, and the electromagnetic force that tries to push the protons in the nucleus apart, cannot change the identities of these particles, and the gravitational force certainly does not do anything of the sort. So the observation of neutrons changing into protons, or protons into neutrons, provided evidence of a new kind of force in nature. As its name implies, the weak nuclear force is weaker than the electromagnetic or the strong nuclear forces. This is shown, for instance, by the fact that nuclear beta decay is so slow. The fastest nuclear beta decays take on the average about a hundredth of a second, languorously slow compared with the typical timescale for processes caused by the strong nuclear force, which is roughly a millionth, 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 millionth of a second. In 1933, Enrico Fermi took the first significant step toward a theory of this new force.